Welcome to The Conflict.
The Conflict.
A show that discusses life's uncomfortable truths.
You can't handle the truth.
So you can add confidence, happiness, and feel good on the inside.
And the truth shall set you free.
With your host, The Rich Massa.
But if they hate him, why do they listen?
Most common answer, I want to see what he'll say next.
Yo, 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 what's up, my freaky fellas, twisted sisters, what's up, assholes, Snapchatters, whatever the hell you want to call yourself. I have, this is not going to be an easy podcast for me today. I want to give you a confession. As this podcast grows, as my channel grows, I want to just get it out now, for whoever's listening, that I have a confession to make. It's something I battled with long ago, and I want to give anyone out there the tools who are going through a similar battle. I want to give them some tools to get off, to overcome this battle. A few years ago, after my divorce, I had a period in my life. Anybody who's following my content, they can see I'm really, really into fitness. Not because of how I look or athletic performance, but it's part of my self-image. It's always been very important to me since I was a kid. Right now, I'm 42 years old. I've been working out since I was 16. And it actually became part of my, my looks became part of my career. I was one of the Florida Suncoast calendar men. And I did dabble in my career. The very last year of my career, I did dabble in testosterone, what you would call steroids, juice, gear, whatever the hell people want to call them. I did dabble in it because I went 10 years without using anything. Completely all natural. I always got accused of using some juice, but I never did until I was about 27 years old. I just dabbled. I took a little bit. Man, my body responded. I just didn't. First off, I reached the limits naturally what I could do. I was pretty lean, really strong. I could naturally deadlift like 450, 455, all natural, benching 315, all natural. I'm not that strong now. I'm not really focusing on strength. But back then, before any juice, I was a pretty strong kid. And I said, you know what? I've been working out 10 years. It's time to just take it to the next level. Just a little. I just did a little bit of test. And I dabbled. But after my car wreck and after my divorce, I was on a lot of painkillers. Because if you've ever had surgery, they had to pretty much reconstruct my leg. And it still gives me pain. I have to push through pain all the time. And I was going through a lot of infections. And I decided to, listen, the doctors don't know what they're doing. I did about a year's worth of research. And I went on this period where I took growth hormone and testosterone. And what it did was it knocked out the infection of my leg and it gave me my at least a taste of what I had my body back. But I got way too big. I was like 205 at 12% body fat. And I'm not a tall dude. So that I look like a box. I look like a juiced up box. But it was hard to get off of this. See, when I was dancing, I just dabbled. I just wanted to get a little leaner, look a little harder. It was part of my career. I didn't abuse it. I didn't even use enough for me to have to really do a recovery cycle. If you know anything about juice, because juice is very much demonized. It's starting to get more accepted because doctors are doing it. Doctors are starting to monitor it more. But steroids are really demonized right now. And there are some guys that actually need it. I'm not on it now, but it was more of an emotional attachment to it because it gave me a higher sex drive. It made me feel like I was in my 20s. It was more of, it wasn't an addiction, but I didn't want to get off it because I was scared of my sex drive going down. I was scared I was going to look like I did after my accident. These are all four false preconceptions of what I did, of what I thought. So It took me a long time. It took me about a year to fully come off it. So I was on growth hormone and testosterone for about a year, knocked it out. And then I said, you know, growth hormone's way too expensive anyway. I stayed on a little bit of testosterone. But I will say it's hard to get off of it once you're on it. Because you do feel like, I mean, you feel like you're 18. You feel like you're fucking Superman. You could run through walls. You know, I already have a naturally high testosterone level. You know, being Italian or whatever the hell it is, I already have a naturally high testosterone level. So I have a confession. I did dabble, and then I did, you know, I didn't use a lot, but I used more than I should have. Let's put it that way. I don't have an addictive personality. I did a lot of research, and I always got it from a decent source. I never got an infection, but once I stopped, I did notice, even though, you know, the doctor, I went back, I was nervous when I went to the doctor to get my test checked after I was completely off. I was off for a couple of months, and I was like, oh my God, he's going to tell me I have low T. I know it. It's going to be... Now, if you don't know anything about testosterone, it goes from 0 to 1200. And if you're below 300, I believe, it's either 2 or 300, you are considered to have low testosterone. If you're above that, then you're normal. So after being on it for a couple of years and I didn't do a recovery cycle, I did only like one or two recovery cycles in that time, I had a testosterone level of 500. Even the doctor I was shocked. So, you know, I want to be open and honest about this, that I did dabble. I haven't taken anything in about 3.5 years. I feel fantastic. But it was a hard journey to completely come off. And then it took about a year for me to feel like my own juices were really flowing again. So I want to give you some things that I do, some techniques that I do to get my natural testosterone level up. Because then I got very interested if I inject it, it's already there. What if I just try to figure out how the body can do it on its own, especially for a guy after 40? And if you look at my pictures, I don't look 42 years old. I've always had a baby face. I always say I look like a 42-year-old teenager. You know, I look like a kid. But that's my facial features more than... But I also take really good care of my body. So I want to give you three techniques I do. Because right now, I literally feel like my testosterone is so goddamn high, I feel like I'm in my 20s. I always say that if you wake up with boners, if you're still waking up with boners after 40, you're in a good spot. And I wake up with boners like it looks like an army tent is living in my house when I wake up in the morning. So let me give you some... I wanted to confess that first. I wanted to confess that I did have a struggle. I did use it. I didn't abuse it. It was probably a little borderline. It was hard getting off it. It was more of an emotional attachment versus a physical attachment. But luckily, I did gradually come off it, but then it got me curious. See, here's the thing. People like me that went through, who did a couple of fucked up things in his past, they start looking for things that can help them now. So it got me very curious of how can we get the body's human potential to go on its own? And I'm constantly, I'm not even taking any supplements right now, or barely any. I'm actually trying out one now that I'll review later. So I want to give you three techniques that I'm doing now to increase my growth hormone and testosterone levels naturally. All right. Number one, guys, I cannot, and ladies, if you're listening too, I cannot express enough how important nutrition is. You are what you eat. So if you eat ho-hos, you're going to look like a ho-ho. Okay, that's it. If you're eating ho-hos, ding-dongs, Twinkies, you're going to look like a Twinkie. That's it. You are what you eat. So this method that I'm doing, and I really hope that it sticks because I'm in love with it, because I was in a prison of always having to carry Tupperware. It was annoying eating 5 meals a day. Right now I'm doing... two things. I'm eating a much higher fat diet, and no, it's not, what the hell's the name of it? It's not ketosis. It is, oh my God, I can't believe I'm having this brain fart. Anyway, I'm doing a high fat diet, What the hell? I'm gonna have to look this up. Hold on a second. While I'm talking, high fat diet trend. Okay. So while I look that up, right now I'm doing intermittent fasting. What that does is I have a 16-hour window where I fast. I do high-intensity cardio while I'm when I first wake up in the morning. I do a little yoga to warm my body up. I do some high-intensity cardio that boosts my testosterone. I even did a couple of weight training workouts, but I noticed that my strength was coming down because I didn't have the calories. So now I do my cardio in the morning and I do my weights at night. Now my strength's coming back up. But what that does is when you're doing high-intensity workouts on an empty stomach, you're actually increasing growth hormone and testosterone levels. That's intermittent fasting. Number two on my nutrition, I'm doing a high fat diet. I do about 120 grams of fat a day. And then one day a week, I refeed my carbs, or I take in a lot of carbs. I'll take in, most of my carbs just come from beans, a half a cup of fruit, mostly vegetables. I'll take some quinoa in every once in a while to boost it up. But it's a lot of low carbs, but high fat. Avocado, coconut, shit like that. All right? The ketogenic diet, that's it. I'm not really doing ketos, the ketogenic diet. I'm doing a version of that with intermittent fasting. I'm doing about 100 grams of protein a day, 120 grams of fat maybe. But I never liked putting a label on my nutrition because then people become very, no, I'm all paleo. No, I'm all ketogenic. No, I'm all high carb. No, I'm all macros. You become dogmatic in your thinking. So I go, this is what's working for me. Now, what a higher fat diet does is help naturally boost testosterone and helps reduce your, improve your sugar production, your insulin production. And I'll tell you, my energy's through the fucking roof. I'm really feeling a difference with eating more fat, a little less protein, and a little less carbs because the science fits. So intermittent fasting boosts testosterone levels and especially growth hormone. I read a study, and this is a study done over time. Never listen when they say a study has done and they only did it on 100 people. This was a pretty extensive study that when a man did high intensity exercise on an empty stomach, fasted in the morning, their growth hormone levels for men raised up to 1300%. And that's what caused my attention. Now, if you're not educated on what growth hormone is, it is the youth hormone. That's the best way I'm going to put it. I'm going to make it very simple. It is the youth hormone. When you eat protein and carbs, you're releasing something called insulin. And what insulin does, it shuts off and reduces how much growth hormone your body produces. All right. So number one, intermittent fasting. Number two, a higher fat diet. And I know a lot of you are going to say, oh, but Rich, I love food too much. Honestly, if you eat that much fat, my hunger levels are down, and I'm down to two meals a day, and they're big, good, hearty meals, and I'm full. Trust me when I say, if you eat a big, hearty meal, and you eat most of it fat, you're not going to be hungry, okay? I also put grass-fed butter in my coffee, and let me tell you, that is like making some love to my mouth when I do that. I love grass-fed butter in my coffee. And I also put it in my eggs. It's amazing, all right? If I had to choose between fat and carbs, it's fat all day. Number two, the workouts. Guys, you got to work out. You're men. Your bodies are made to fight saber-toothed tigers and climb trees and shit, all right? Most of us are fucking monkeys. So you got to work out. So I started reincorporating like weighted pull-ups, weighted push-ups, squats, deadlifts, compound movements, kettlebell swings, and shorter, more intense workouts, but a little bit more frequent. And I noticed that my muscles are denser, my skin looks better, and I'll tell you, now I'm trying to get my strength back up. Now, so if that is concerned, but, that's why I switched to eating first and then working out in the afternoon with my weights. That way I get my strength back up. Because if you work out an empty stomach, you just don't have the calories to support that strength. But I will tell you, squats, deadlift, weighted pull-ups, push-ups. Now, if you can't do anything weighted, just doing the pull-ups, push-ups, bench, the compound, the meat and potatoes, the man shit, that's what's going to get that testosterone. The more testosterone, the better boners you're going to have. You're going to come in. Let me tell you something. Once you come in from a day of deadlifts and you come in, you look at your woman, you're going to beat your chest like a goddamn caveman and throw over your shoulder and say, Captain Caveman! And then throw her on the bed and do what you got to do. Number three, cold showers. I got this from Tim Ferriss from The 4-Hour Body. Great book. I listened to the audiobook. And I also got the slow carbs from there. I like the slow carb, but I'm liking the higher fat better. But cold showers. They did a study with, I'm having some brain farts today. Shit. They did it on some athletes to where, how about this? Fuck the study. They did reports on cold showers and extreme athletes and recovery. And I looked up that it does boost testosterone. Cold, ice cold showers. Guys, suck it up. You gotta start getting a little bit uncomfortable. Yes, I know your dick's gonna shrink a little bit, but I'm telling you, a 5-minute cold shower in the morning or at night, I'll tell you, I sleep a hell of a lot better when I take a cold shower before I go to bed. Studies have shown, especially around your neck area, when you concentrate the water on your neck area, you're boosting testosterone. You're also boosting recovery, and you're going to have better sleep. You have to understand, our bodies are made a certain way to survive. So if you get it uncomfortable, it has no choice to adapt. So when you put it in a starvation mode, it has to release growth hormone to keep it healthy. When you take in more fat versus sugar, you're going to boost testosterone. If you look, most of us are supposed to be eating meat and vegetables. That's it. If we were on a farm or a deserted island, you'd be eating meat, fruits and vegetables, and some coconuts and shit. And then number three, cold water. What's your body going to do? What you going to do, brother? Sorry, I was watching some Macho Man Randy Savage. But what are you going to do? What's your body going to do when cold water hits it instead of nice, comfortable, oh, I like a hot shower. What are you, a woman? Man up, get in there, and take a cold shower. If you do these three things, I promise you, you're going to have better boners. I promise you. Promise you. I'm 42, and there's no problem in that department. In fact, I'm going to take less cold showers because women are running through my mind all day long. It's like they're on a goddamn treadmill running a marathon. Shit. So let's recap. Number one, you got to change your diet. Intermittent fasting. Do some research on it. Don't take my word for it. In that, increase more to a high fat, good fat diet and lower your carbs and your protein just a little bit. That's my recommendation. Now, guys, when it comes to nutrition, remember to always ask your doctor because they get that whole semester of nutrition and that they're the authority to go to because that whole semester in medical school instead of somebody that studied this for 25 years. Don't listen to me. You got to go to your doctor. Number two, compound movements, especially squats, deadlifts, push-ups, and pull-ups. Those are my four top exercises you got to do in order to, and of course, shoulder presses. Those are the five exercises you got to do to increase testosterone, especially squats and deads. And number three, cold showers. Stop being a pussy and take some cold showers. When you stop being a pussy, you get more pussy. So hopefully this helped. I want you guys to get more testosterone because our testosterone right now is lower than it's been in the past 50 friggin'. It's been going down 1% a year, every year for the past 50 years. If you have kids now, by the time they have grandkids, they're going to have fucking pussies. So start doing this shit now. Teach it to your sons and make sure they get some balls in there. This is The Rich Master. Remember to go to therichmaster.com if you have any questions and for extra content. And go to my YouTube channel for more information. I will see you assholes later.
You just experienced The Conflict. You can follow Rich Massa on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube,
or Snapchat. Just search The Rich Massa. You can also learn how to book Rich for speaking engagements, coaching, or get more infotainment at therichmassa.com.